I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
No pressure, really.
Looking at your phone.
I mean, that's not where it comes in, really, is it?
Is that Gareth Bale?
No, it's Christian Eriksen. He doesn't play for Tottenham anymore, Gareth Bale.
Christian Eriksen. Sven Goran Christian Eriksen.
The song goes, it goes to the tune of Agadu, the Christian Eriksen song.
Agadu.
It goes, Eriksen, came to play for AVB. He's not there anymore. Eriksen. Something to the left, to the right. He's a midfield. What is it?
Dynamite.
When he plays in Lily White, he makes Ozil look shite.
Ozil.
The Arsenal player who plays a very similar position.
Oh, okay. Hotly contested the whole Tottenham Arsenal.
There you go.
Sorry, we're taking a break.
That's not going to go in the podcast, is it?
This isn't going to the podcast. I'm recording everything. So don't feel like you need to perform.
How are you doing, mate? Are you all right?
I'm doing well. I'm really enjoying this. It feels like we're getting somewhere.
That's right.
Because you're a bit bollock in your bollock in the bum.
Oh, it feels so good. So wrong.
So naughty.
So it's like seeing next to you, man. Like a big bollock in my bum.
Bum bollock. Bumble. Sponsored by Bumble.
For kids.
Kids. That's weird. Ragadoo. Oh. This wine's really nice.
It's really good. Cheap. I haven't drunk wine for a long time. It's gone.
Is it? Oh, thank you so much for that chicken. Brilliant.
Such pleasure. I love cooking stuff.
Like a big thing that goes in the oven
for
ages.
The juices.
Castor
What's
oil.
Your favourite juice?
My favourite juice. No, my favourite juice is probably freshly squeezed
mine is acidic juice. It's the Michael McIntyre game.
Yeah, I was about to say. That's not my favourite juices. I really like freshly squeezed orange juice with bits.
We've had guava juice. That's really
good. Yeah, it's quite
good.
Thick, isn't it?
Really good.
I'm not a big thick juice guy.
Mango and apple.
I think mango and apple tastes a bit like sick. No, it's mango and orange. You know the Capella.
Oh, that definitely. Yeah, they don't go well together.
No, they really don't.
Because you get the really like bitter tones of the orange.
Yeah, but it's a bit sick.
No, okay. I'd rather have mango.
I'd rather just have mangoes.
I'd rather thanks, Mum. I'd rather have a mango.
I still
do you reckon kids say that now?
Thanks, Mum.
Thanks, Mum. No roulade for me. I'd rather have a mango.
I think what was I going to say?
I don't know.
About mangoes. Oh, the thing about mangoes is I still haven't worked out how you're meant to eat a mango.
With careless abandon.
No, not as... No, like, how are you meant to, like... You can't peel them.
You're
meant to, like, there are specific...
It's like an avocado. You're meant to, like, twist it off the
My
stone.
Dad used to do it when we were younger. Like, he'd twist a mango. As if we had mangoes all the time. Just coming out of our arse. There were mangoes everywhere.
It's kind of house you lived in.
But, like, no, he'd like a special treat. He'd cut a mango, like, and then he'd twist it. And then he'd score
put jelly deals inside.
No, and he'd invert the mango so that it was like a little upside down bowl of cubes of mango, and you just pop them off. My pudding when I was younger, pudding. Oh, I just love pudding.
I'm poor. Please, Mum, can I have some pudding?
Don't give me any dinner, Mum. I just want pudding today.
That's what you were like all the time.
No.
Just pudding for me.
So my parents anticipated it. So I considered pudding to be like chicken. And then main meal was always something sugary. But what they used to be putting is like when
that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
When my dad, not to put a sad tone, but when my dad became a single parent, pudding wasn't a priority. So what he used to
do—that's notoriously hate pudding.
Yeah, hate pudding. So what he used to do is, we used to think it was the best thing ever. He'd get an orange, big orange, right? He'd cut sort of the top, I'd say quarter off the orange, right? So you've got a sort of gourd with a bit of orange on top, and then he'd dig it around with a fork. He'd squeeze the juice from the top of the orange into the rest of the orange. And then he'd put a sprinkle of sugar on and mix it with the fork and put a straw in it.
Oh.
And give us a straw and a fork. And you dig around in the orange. Oh. And then you drink it and then you dig around again. That's how Dyson and I came up with Froze J. You know about Froze J? Yeah, you know
Froze J.
Froze J.
I thought it was Froze J.
No, that's Froyo. I mean, that's Froze.
No, it's not Froyo. No,
Froze J. Froze J is when you...
I know what it is.
Well, yeah. I mean,
you freeze a whole carton of orange juice. You have a lovely...
And then you eat it with a spoon.
And you put a twig inside. You eat it with a
fork. And at the top, it's all icy and just kind of, oh, this is a bit refreshing and hydrating. And at the bottom, it's all syrupy and orangey. Brilliant.
You love syrup.
I fucking love syrup. Mm. Ah, yeah, there was some real...
Okay, goodies. Syrup. Whatever. Honey. Whatever. I'll never...
Be...
A soul to be.
A soul to be?
Yeah, for syrup for honey. Okay, syrup. Assault. Assault a bee. Ah!
Oh, assault a bee. Yes. I thought you meant assault.
I would never salt a bee.
I'd never salt a bee.
Always cook them raw.
Always. Salt caramel. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
That's the end of that bit.
Just getting warmed up, man. Right, let's do this podcast. Let's
me.
Well done, Beaker. Right, let's do a podcast. Ready?
So ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've not seen them for 7 months. Not before Christmas, with their likes and manners again, but now we are doing a better and better voice!
Oh my god.
Mate, you seriously, has our budget not gone up this season again?
If anything, it's gone down.
It's gone down, we spent it all.
Welcome back
to Podshambles.
It's a game we all like to play on Sunday evening. It's a day, and you are happy to be back in the chair and back with your friends and all.
Let it go!
I haven't... Confession, I haven't seen Frozen.
Like we're getting straight to the subject.
Let's get to the meat of this bone.
We should probably say hi first, shouldn't we? And introduce ourselves in case they've forgotten.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Paddy Jervis.
Hi.
I'm 23 years old.
Guys,
I live in London.
Hi.
and I enjoy long walks on the beach.
Hi. Hey, me. No, my turn. Laurie.
Desperate for attention and sat to my left.
Favourite sandwich? Ham.
Okay, favourite beef?
Ham.
Roast beef ham.
It was good to be back and this kind of thing be allowed. This is like, you know... A genuine use of my time.
Oh, I can just wow. Say we're back in the saddle.
Yes.
We ride again.
Ooh, off to the mills.
Into the sunset
into
hills.
Into the sunset boulevard.
Sunset boulevard.
Broken dreams.
Rocking down
the isn't
boulevard.
It great to be back? I'm with guys. Look, hey. Whoa, listeners. There.
Hey, Laurie.
And we should really say big soz. Because we said we'd be back after 3 weeks. And then
we got a bit distracted. 30 weeks.
And it was a bit more weeks. And then...
I wouldn't say it was distraction. Yeah. We've each had a series of major events, changes in our lives.
That's
some
really
for the
true.
Some for the positive, some for the negative.
I mean, you've lost
all of the legs
I've lost
you had
eight
before.
Stone. Eight. I'm now 3.5 stone. And I'm a foot high. And I live in a trench with all of the other gnomes. All the other fucking gnomes in Nomerigan.
What was it?
It was Nomerigan. Yeah,
the irradiated city. But we actually, well, yeah, we've been up to some big shit, man. Big shit.
Big boots, big chairs, big fun.
Oh, big times.
Oh, God. We've got our gin and tonics in flute glasses. Which
gin
is
gin?
We've gone for. We decided we'd christen this with a special episode.
Extra strong gin.
So we're not drinking red wine today. I've got a bottle in case we run out of gin.
Yeah, because
we probably will. Because it's very late and I'm really tired. We've been working all day. Should we do a sort of
a retrospective,
a month by month
retrospective,
like a calendar?
Let me just.
We should release a calendar.
Let me just fix
sexy
through
calendar.
My...
Can I be October? Okay. No, I want to be January. Actually, I get to be six of them. Oh, it could be okay.
What we've actually done. Let's do that first, okay?
Mm.
Are you ready? Let me just consult my ship's log here. Star date 1.
Okay.
January.
So that's January. We were meant to come back in January. What
instead,
was the first thing that changed?
Did birthday instead, didn't we?
Did birthday.
We had a good birthday. Well, we did Christmas as well together before. So
of course, we let people know we were doing... Because we recorded the last episode on Christmas.
It was
Eve.
Awful. You shouted at my mother, my dad... It stabbed you.
I bought your dad an enormous amount of brie.
And he was really happy.
He was fucking pleased.
You were lovely. You were such a wonderfully polite and brilliant house
guest. And you know what? You were
but
the best host.
Oh, stop it. Oh, but also, you were a bit of fun where it mattered.
Yeah.
We went out and got drunk with my sister on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Ran into some old mates from school.
Yeah.
Ran into Robbie.
That was fun.
Which was lovely. Or, well, I call him Robin, but anyone else now calls him Robbie. No one else is interested. We'll talk about this later. But yeah, we had drunk Christmas.
Yeah.
And then we had
my mum was drunk all the way through.
Mum was very drunk. We watched Toy Story 3. We took the dogs for a walk.
It
was amazing.
And then, so then birthdays.
We need to tell people what
you got me the Hyrule Historia.
Which is very sexy for people who don't know.
Which is fucking ridiculous. You're flapping your shirt while you do that.
I've undone my shirt. I'm sorry if that's too sexy.
It's all right. You've just got out your massive swastika tattoo that you have in the middle.
Saving that one for Christmas.
White supremacy, lol.
Yeah,
big changes.
You got big changes, and you got me Red Dead Redemption
and the
expansion Undead Nightmare,
yes.
Which I'm sorry to say I haven't yet completed.
And you're playing, yes,
because of all the things that have happened.
Yes, absolutely.
See, look, it's the threads.
Here we go.
Putting it together.
It's like we've never
the
left.
The loom of truth. Oh, watch out, Wanted loof. The movie, Morgan. What are you talking about with your fucking loom? He's a guy. He's loom and he's working out.
I feel like you've got a lot to tell people.
I've got a lot of things
to say.
So we had your birthday. Now, what did I get you for your birthday?
Oh my God.
Remind me, Laurie.
I really can't remember.
Remind me. Oh, it was good old gift. Got you armpit farts. Do you remember that?
That is like the last stand of a really, really terrible comedian goes, he's run out of material and he goes, and he just starts doing arm farts. You remember arm farts? Remember we did them? That was fun, wasn't it? Oh, brilliant. Garlic bread. No, but what did you get me? I can't really remember.
I got you... framed photo.
Oh my God, how can I forget?
Framed photo of you and me.
It's such a good photo.
It's probably from the first night we got drunk together, age about 15, 14.
Yeah.
Sorry, mums. And, it's a lovely picture.
Such a good photo. I'm really sorry I forgot that.
And I signed it.
Do you know what it is? It's because I need to get it framed and it's like hidden away in the back of a book somewhere.
Yeah, it's like being pressed and it's under the grass.
And I put it in with lovely bit of
and we have
and a little cheese. Oh, I would. Really
and
flat.
A tulip from the grave of Winston Churchill.
Winston Beauregard.
Winston Beauregard.
So that was January.
No, and then it was my birthday.
And then it's your birthday.
And you got me Game of Thrones board game.
Oh my God.
Which we played.
And played.
Well, no, we played it once and it caused arguments because you and I were winning.
We were really winning.
I got to be
and
the Lannisters.
All the girls got very angry.
And you say all the girls as if we had this like massive sexy party. Like,
hey, all the girls.
Why don't you come?
Trisha just put a bikini straight back on and flounced out the room.
Yeah, exactly. And then the punch was spiked. You know. That was great fun. So that was January. We got caught up in birthdays and... It was a big month for both.
And of course, all the buggery that we both enjoyed.
And
in February, of course, was train month. So that's the
train month.
That. So that we both got our own trains, which were great.
Yeah.
I went to Didcot Parkway for a bit. That was pretty fun. And I went up the old Bluebell line down in Devon. That was a rip roarer.
I changed at Reading, but then never got on another train.
You had TGV though, so you.
I know,
you
and it was a shame. It was a shame.
It was a shame.
But we were really busy with the trains. I had to learn basic maintenance. I mean, you're already
I'm pretty good. You know. Although my coal technique is a bit rusty, mind.
Oh, absolutely. So. Rusty mine.
Just a little train joke.
Anyway.
Sorry, that one went a bit off the rails, didn't it?
Oh. Full steam ahead.
Oh, sorry. Oh, mine. I guess we're not trained for this.
Oh, it's a bit tender, that area.
Oh, do you know that old cowboy film? I genuinely think it's the first great Western.
Okay, no.
Chilton.
Anyway. After we were boring cunts for a month, we went to March, didn't we?
We went to March. Now, what happened in March? Because I know that we don't talk about it very often.
Yeah, March was the dark time, man. March was, well, basically, I've known for the whole month, I basically pretended to be a girl on the internet, and I pretended to chat Paddy up. And it's quite painful.
I was away on tour.
Yeah, and I basically, because I know some quite privileged information about Paddy, I pushed on all his pressure points.
You really did.
So I did. I mean, the first message I sent, do you remember the first message I sent? It said, hey, Gooseface.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's got a wonderful little bill here.
Yeah.
And I said, Gooseface,
Don't you hate that cedar desk that you have?
You, I bet the worst kind of desk you could be sitting at right now would be a cedar one. And you were like,
oh wow.
God, I hate cedar.
I don't know. I think
it's balsa wood.
I think it's balsa.
And basically, I catfished him for the whole month.
Catfish?
You never heard that?
Catfish.
Named after the seminal documentary, which was probably made up about the guy. It's a documentary about these two New York film students, in inverted commas, and they find...
An aquarium.
No, a dude who...
A lake?
...is talking to a girl on Facebook, if you let me fucking finish, and he's fairly concerned about... how real she is. No, it's one of the guys making the documentary. It's a guy and his mate.
That's at a lake.
Shut the fuck up. There are no catfish, really. And they
catfish? You've told me about this.
I know, it's a really good documentary. And they track this girl down, and ends up that it's kind of the quite lonely mother of a family with a couple of difficult kids, and it's all a way to escape.
Is it?
And that has now become, there's a TV show where they go and track down other, in inverted commas, catfish, because it's pretty, they call it a documentary. Oh,
so it's become its own phrase.
Yeah. And now if someone's catfishing you, it means that they're lying, someone is posing as someone else on the internet.
That's pretty amazing.
To kind of get you to fall in love with them.
I'd love to think we've become popular enough.
I got shambled today.
Yeah, like, well, I mean, what shambling's mean? Already a verb, but
yeah,
like.
Okay, I got pod shambled.
I got pod shambled. Or like, I was out.
If you got pod shambled, it wouldn't be pleasant.
Yeah, me and Patricia Routledge were just bowling, and suddenly.
I got pod shambled out of nowhere.
By a pack of hungry
bisons.
Wasps.
A bison! Just.
Like, no, sorry, I'm really sorry. Do you have an egg?
Yeah, do you mind if I bowl for a while?
Totally pod shambled.
Would it be being steamrolled by someone, or would it be.
No, being pod shambled would be kind of gently.
Never being allowed to speak.
Your life would be kind of very gently made more chaotic. And you wouldn't realise until later, I got pod shambled today.
I missed
a parking ticket last week. And now, it's the, Queen of, the Queen of Prussia wants my head.
Exactly. That's a classic really case shambled. Of pod shambling. So that was March.
April, of course, April showers. We got a new shower.
We actually did.
I know.
I was still away at this point. Because I was away from the end of March.
Seriously, guys. Guys, let me just bring you in here. Our old shower. Piece of shit, lads. Am I right? Hey, whoa.
And I
whoa.
Left...
New shower. Revolution.
It fucking
oh,
is.
My goodness.
But I left you in charge of basically keeping, you know, the family fed, the house clean.
Send little Zachary off to school.
I sent you postcards from all of the dizzying heights of... Yeah. Barnsley,
Scunthorpe,
Ludlow, Swansea. I went to all the big names.
All the British civics, mind.
But it was tough. I was away for a good couple of months, and we, you know, I really missed you.
Hey, I miss you. You're about to fuck off again, aren't you? And let's not talk about that.
Let's talk about that later. They are not going to be happy about that. Anyway, so then, yeah, of course. So April was primarily spent you trying to fix the shower. I was away. So then, but then May, of course, my illustrious return.
Yeah, as you,
to the scene,
you rode in on a glorious charger. Silver maned,
a wild
billowing
stallion
in the wind, and you jumped off your horse and you had a little fart, and it just set the tone for you.
Came
whole
back
rest
in
of May, really.
The whole rest of May was all just fart gags, and we decided it wasn't good enough to record. Actually, joking apart, we did try and record in May.
Oh, it went really bad.
We were both too pissed. We came home.
Which might strike
so
you,
good.
Might
to
strike
see
you as it's surprising that you can be too pissed to do this because
I
mean it requires a very delicately. High, though, level of intoxication to record this without, you know, being really self-conscious or fucking it up.
If anyone can, out of interest, if anyone can pinpoint
the episode from season one where we were the most drunk.
Oh my goodness.
Because there was an episode that literally, we released it and we were not happy about it. But it turned out really well. But I don't remember.
Really
I don't remember
pissed.
Anything about it.
I remember which one it is.
Yeah, that's the thing. I want to see if people, because I'd like to know if there's an episode that people think we were drunk because it was just poor,
or because it was extra brilliant. And then we're going to get encouraged. Now we're going to get we're going to have to start a Kickstarter where people feed us drinks.
Yeah, exactly. We need to hit the target of £12 for two bottles of Casiero del Diablo. Merlot, mind you,
not any of that Cabernet Sauvignon shit. And then
so May was pissed, and I'm sorry.
And June, I didn't really know what happened in June because I was away. There was Wimbledon. Where were you again?
Brazil. World Cup final.
Oh, you weren't.
World
in
Cup,
Brazil.
All of it. What do
World
they call
Cup,
it?
All of it. World Cup finals.
Big World Cups. Big World Cup. Ooh,
what were you doing? Who took you to Brazil?
Benoit Assou
Ocato. Oh, you didn't.
I was his. Plus one.
Ben Rasicato, who lasted for the group stage and nothing more.
Yeah,
ill-fated Cameroon.
We had a row the night before.
Did you?
Cameroon went out.
What happened?
I told him headbutting was the way forward.
Oh, shit.
And I got him to headbutt one of his team, and it was fine. I'd come, plus one, invitation, black tie, Brazil, all lovely.
All the legs,
all the balls, all the feet, all the nets. That's what they say when you get off the plane.
Oh, is
Brazil.
It? Just, yeah. Well, every and single person you meet there. In Brazil says, because all the balls, all the nets, all the legs, good times, goodbye.
Exactly. I did training with them. I was trying to get them up
what
to
speed.
What
were you training them to do?
Well, okay. So basically, there's a maneuver that you might have seen Cameroon use when they're
double underhand.
The goal. The big Cameroon goal.
The big goal
that was the real clincher for Cameroon.
I don't know if they scored.
Oh, big goals. Oh, yeah. But I held that goal together. We were training. It was me, Lionel Messi, and I was coming up the wings, yeah. And I was on the left,
yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Lionel, steamrolling up the front,
okay.
Right? Okay, and we've got Ronaldo. He's trying to do some tricky moves. Ronaldo goes down.
You've got three different countries.
Benoit,
yeah.
Runs in, charges, and I just slide it over.
I
like to call it a slide tackle, if you will. No, I didn't tackle Benoit. We don't tackle each other. He tackles the people I don't like. I tell Benoit who to tackle. I just cursed it over. Yeah, you cursor a ball, don't you? You just, sweep, like a little mouse. And I just cursed it over, straight off Benoit's chins, into
the goal nets.
Goal nets. Straight past Hugo Lloris, who I love very dearly.
And it was,
but Hugo didn't know what hit him.
This happened, definitely.
This is that thing. I was there for all of June. The reason we didn't do a podcast because I was having too much football. And it was great. And then, of course,
I don't believe a word of that.
And then that brings us to now.
Frankly, because I watched all that World Cup and you did not.
I was there. You saw me.
I did.
I was dressed as the...
I can tell you categorically, there was not a World Cup player who either wore a hat or had blonde hair down to his bum. So
it's not down to my bum.
It is down to your bum, mate. If you don't concentrate that hard when you go to do
poo,
get poo hair.
Don't lower us to this.
Get poo hair.
And then July, and then we both had some tricky times. We had some happy times, but now at the end of July, we're here.
We're actually recording this bloody thing.
Is it July?
It is July.
Thank you. I thought we were going to have to re-record.
Well done.
Well done. Big bums. And we're here.
We've lost a lot of slickness.
We've got the new mic.
Yeah, whoa, yeah, the snowball, man.
We've got the snowball.
Oh. How does it... Oh, let's get really into
okay,
it.
Let's
really
just,
quiet and into
no, let's give them, you know, sound tests on radio shows.
Okay.
Let's do... Okay, so I'm going to do entering from the cottage
okay.
to the grounds.
Okay, I'll do the acting. I'll be in the cottage. Okay. I really wonder where... Where Patrick could be. I've got a lot to be doing. Patrick, is that you?
Whoa! Oh, I tell you what, in that cottage, doesn't half
no, you're
smell.
Oh, you're in the cottage now.
I tell you what. Oh,
have you seen
Oh, I'm
have
in
seen
the cottage.
My legumes recently.
Oh, sorry, I left them outside. I'll just go get them.
Okay,
I'll just go.
What is that?
Am I knocking? That's walking. I do four steps and then stop at the door,
and then you float for the rest of the way. That's your little running.
Sound test. BBC Radio 4. And I've stood there and I've just
floated into the room.
The audience there. What's amazing
about this mic? This mic, you can pick that up. Do it again. Do you hover?
Okay. Hang on. You need to give me my four steps gently. That was three.
Okay, sorry.
Hang on. Come on. I made it five to make it fun. Okay, sorry, I'll do them. I'll do them. And you can really hear it. Come, and I'm over the audience. I'm flying out. And you're there. You're trying to be, you know, Miriam Jigglesworth or whatever, sitting in the thing. Oh, that would be the best sound test ever. So that's
wow.
That's just what this mic is capable of.
I really
it's
think...
capable of many things. I once transcended the dire straits of Kenya.
God. No one who says Kenya
in my elephant hunting.
No
gear.
One who's
bang bang. No
one,
ivory.
No one who
bang.
Says the word Kenya has a strong sense of like racial equality. Is yeah. all I'm saying.
I'm being like an 1880s
yeah.
hunter.
I think
I say Kenya.
I think we need to stop this before someone gets hurt.
I'm not.
My elephant gun will charge you right off the behind, Mr. Lauren Tavlock. I'll tell you, there will be fucking in the streets before the night is over.
Watch out for Clarence, he is a seagull. He's coming over for tea, so lock up your chips.
Oh, also this month, we went to play Latters, didn't we?
Latters?
Latters, mate, that's what all the kids called
that's
it.
That's what all the Morgan
I
boys
out with all
it.
The teenagers. Oh, they gave God. Me some of their MCAT, that's... and I had a bloody wicked time. Ooh, I was yo-yoing with ooh,
with in the
Steve
club.
Lamack.
In the club.
Steve Lamack.
In the club.
Steve Lamack.
In the rave.
I was yo-yoing so much, man, and then I took a bumload of MCAT, and it all... Oh, and I snorted a big old bag of antibiotics.
If either of us was that guy, we would not be friends.
No,
if you
that's
came
true.
Back from sorry to confirm, Latters. We went to
Latitude Festival
Henham together.
Park.
We actually never crossed paths.
No,
which sucks.
I avoided you on purpose.
Well, we played. Well, not we. Like, I played
Johnny and the Baptist.
Johnny and the Baptist. And, yeah, storming set, mate. Fucking
yep.
storming.
I heard five different people. I don't know why I'm telling this to everyone, but five groups of people told me that they'd seen you guys without any problem.
Hey, stop it, you silly prick.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, silly
oh,
prick.
God,
silly prick.
Oh, my God, MCAT.
Oh, my God, MCAT.
But no, but you very kindly got me a free ticket, which
I
is
did.
Wonderful.
I absolutely did.
But we don't go too much.
I'm very cool.
Oh, I'm very cool. Really cool. Get the
Watch
free
me.
Tickets.
Oh, MC Hammer trousers.
Don't worry, it's on the guest list.
Look out, sunshine.
And when you say the word guest list, you pull your sunglasses out and you look at them.
Oh, look out, got my rider. What I got on the rider? 10 horses.
Rider.
10 chinchillas. Oh, all cleaning themselves with sand. You know chinchillas can't clean themselves anything but sand. Did you know? Sorry, it's a tangent, but I wanted to tell you about this. Chinchillas, right, die.
What?
If they get wet.
No, they don't.
Yeah, no.
That is not true.
Fucking
that is
true.
True.
Fucking true. Chinchillas, right. So you know them. You know, little...
No, I'm sorry. You that's know. Not true. Because like, there's water vapour in the air, right?
No, that's the thing. Chinchillas only live at incredibly high altitudes in very dry locations. 100% true. Very dry locations. If it rains, right, chinchilla gets wet. Chinchilla doesn't instantly die, of course. You know, he doesn't... He's not like...
He's not like the witch from fucking The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, no, exactly. He gets wet. But they don't have the capacity to ever dry themselves.
Oh,
so
no.
they then... They're waddling about, and they're wet, and it's blazing heat, and they can't dry themselves. So, to clean themselves, they have to use this very fine type of sand.
Well, they get in a garden centre.
That they get... No, well, yeah, I mean, you can.
Why no, not? But they, have
but they get it up
to
the top of the mountains. They give themselves these little baths, and they're... Because if they get wet, they die. Chinchilla, what were we talking about? Latitude Festival. So, yes, it was great.
We had a good time, saw some good bands, Simon Ansell, among others. Mm. Fucking fantastic.
Not a bad, but very good.
You bumped into one of our fans, which was very lovely.
I did, who was lovely. Yeah. I bumped into Megan.
But on the... God, that just sounds so fun to say. One of our fans. But on the way
she
home...
She was gutted that you weren't with me. She
yeah.
was absolutely
yeah,
fucking gutted.
I'm really
it
sorry.
Was, it was really like... She came to Johnny and the Baptist. I was stoked. It was like, oh, there's a person waiting outside. I was like, oh my God, I get to be go be cool guy. Cool guy goes and talks to cool people. And I went and I signed something and I felt really cool. And then I was like, oh, I wish Laurie was here. And she was like, Laurie's coming. And I was like, oh, well, that's fine. That's, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
whatever,
but no, you've got to understand that I'm the fucking star attraction here.
You
mate.
Are, you're the beef, I'm the sauce.
You're the entrecote.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm, if anything, I'm the, what do you call it? Embellishment on a meal. What's it called?
Embellishment.
No, what do they call
the
it? No, where they put the, no, they put
ooh,
the,
ooh,
you get
ooh,
it.
Le gravy.
No, not gravy. When you know when you get like
you are the gravy
pasta,
to my beef.
A pasta dish. Yeah, you're the pasta and the sauce and the olives and the puttanesca or whatever, which is the whore's meal. Did you know that's why it's called puttanesca? I'm all about the fact.
Oh my God.
Sorry, you're that. I'm the little bit of basil. Yeah, that everyone
garnish.
Throws away instantly.
Garnish.
It's off. Garnish.
Garnish.
That's what I am. I am very
you're
much
a lovely bit
a
of garnish.
Garnish. Little garnish on top of our little pod pudding. A little pod pudding. And the cherry on top of our sorbet. No, not sorbet. Sunday. I'm going to
okay.
have some fun. So,
are you calm?
Yeah.
Did that. Great fun.
Lovely.
Great
you
fucked off.
You saw Mogwai.
I saw Mogwai.
Amazing.
Had a bit of fun. And then, but on the way home, right?
Yeah.
So I had this really horrible three bus plus two train journey home, which I'm not going to go on about.
I had a great journey.
But it was
home.
Really, well, great.
I went home from Norwich.
Oh, great. No one on the Norwich. Train. Oh, what a wonderful roundabout system.
Just wanking
and much. On the way home, and because Latitude is one of the few festivals where they give out free copies of not only I Magazine, but the New Statesman.
Yeah.
Which is, you know.
I got a New Humanist.
Oh, pretty good. Got, yeah. Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. Because Sunday Assembly were there as well. Very good. But, I mean, New Statesman, I mean, not away from being a fantastic. Fantastic kind of left slanted socio-ecological view, great political commentary, and of course on the monthly article from Will Self in the back there. But more importantly, podcast.
Is there anything more important?
There is. There was a fucking wonderful.
Can I just
advert.
Confirm? Are you about to go into a bit about the New Statesman? Because
yes.
Isn't it's this going to be very dry?
Yes. I saw quite a wonderful article by David Selborne called The Defence of Reason. When socialism defeated and no, I fucking... Of course there was something
that's
accessible.
Don't get me wrong, I'm into that
it.
Stuff, but this is meant to be fun.
There was an amazing advert in the
good.
New Statesman.
This
and you think,
good.
Right, the New Statesman is a very... If you guys aren't familiar with it, it's like a very weighty magazine. It's, you know, these really... dry articles about, you know, this one's got the Gaza crisis,
yeah.
It's got artists, it's got
it is
David
really
Cameron,
good, like, yeah.
It's got some really good columnists like Laurie Penny, Will Self, but, and you would expect the adverts to reflect that, they're going to be like, oh, it's going to be like gentlemen's adverts, or like, you know, really classy stuff, or I don't know what. Like,
well, it's sort of high-end retailers.
Or quinoa everywhere, I don't know.
Actually, no, but if it's left-wing, surely it'd be more sort of like kind of... Is it left wing?
Anyway, continue. There is a wonderful advert in here for the books of an author who I'm not going to name. I've just realised I was going to name. I'm not going to because I don't think we should bully.
Is it someone I know? Her.
No. It's not anyone we know.
Okay.
But I just think I don't want to put his or her name out. It's a her. I don't want to put. And she's called.
Are you just
going to
drop clues?
And she's called
Marjorie. She's not called Jane. I mean, I'm not saying it.
Starts with a Q. No, I don't want to. I don't want to say.
Followed by a U.
Oh, you can say it's 50-50 now. I don't want to say her name just in case because I'm going to be quite mean about her and I don't want it to.
Oh,
but I am going to read out the names of her books and maybe that'll be enough.
Okay,
but
I'm
was,
with you. Okay.
Ignoring the pictures, it's got pictures of the six. But ignoring those, it goes the Little Witchwell Mysteries, cozy. British mystery novel set in darkest Oxfordshire and also in the City of Dreaming Spires itself, featuring Priscilla, the absent-minded Don, Elodie, Barnabas, Angel, Walls, and many others.
What, is that one name?
Yeah.
Elodie, Barnabas, Angel, Walls?
No. Elodie, Barnabas, Angel, Walls, who apparently is a person.
Walls?
Like
the ice cream.
The ice cream mind. Some books also include the occasional ghost and even some wolves.
Even some wolves?
That is actual copy in the advert, right? They're available on
even
Amazon.
Even some wolves.
Even some wolves. Right. All I'm gonna reveal to you one by one is the name of this series of books.
Are they all part of one greater series?
I think they are. They're each related. They're all murder mystery stories. All right. Number one.
Okay.
Number one is called "Did Anyone Die?" Beginning and end of the title. Did anyone die? Did anyone die?
Did they?
Now on the front cover is a lovely church in the background.
Okay.
There's a pig. A wheelie bin.
Is it your dead pig?
And a very large terrier.
What do you mean? Can I see?
These things.
Oh,
all,
wow.
They all add together, don't they?
Oh, they're like clip art.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, my word.
Wait. Okay, number two.
Oh, is this really. Oh,
no. Number two. Book number two has got a picture of, because they're set in Oxford, Minor Paddy's homeland.
Homeland.
There's a picture of the wonderful Magdalen Roundabout. Like, literally, like, with the fucking road markings in
what,
it. What,
and
well.
The Sainsbury's in the background?
Yeah, like... yeah, and the threshers to the side. Yeah. And the book is called. All that glisters...
Glisters?
I don't think that's a word. All that glisters is not silver.
All that glisters...
Glisters.
Is not silver.
Glisters.
So what she
no,
or
wait,
he
no,
has
wait,
done...
No, wait, because the best thing about this cover, not only is there a random, there's also, and I hate to say it, it is the child's drawing of a gun. It's like literally two black rectangles with a little bit coming out, which is the trigger. And there is blood from the end of the gun and a pool of blood underneath the gun.
From, as if it's come out of the
and
gun.
And it's like, it's li- it looks see? Like it looks like it's been drawn
oh my
on.
God,
it looks
on.
Like it is, it's been laminated by your teacher and then stuck on the front of your book report separately.
That is dreadful. I am
all
sorry, he or she. That all that glister. What does glister?
Glister. I think
it should
like
be glistens.
I think it should be glistens.
And because what she's trying to cash in on, or he, is the all that glistens. It's not. What, see, Laurie, what he or she has done there.
What it has done.
Do you know the phrase "all that glistens is not gold"? Because
glitters. What mind?
Yeah, okay. Sorry, she's got into he or she got into my head. I can't.
Can we go with she? No, we can't. It's he or she. That, I mean, that is pure right, shit.
Book number three. Book number three.
How many of these are there?
There are six.
Yes!
Book number three. Okay. Book number three. I'll give you the cover first again, because okay. It's a bit of a special one.
Ooh.
Okay, there are two ravens looking inward at each other. Real pictures of ravens on the background, again, of a lovely church scene.
Is it the
same church? But between the two ravens, there is a big bit of fire. That's the only way I could think. There's no origin for the fire. There is just fire between them.
What, like an explosion or like something
just like,
is on
just fire there.
Oh, wow, it's not even...
And the book is called...
Okay.
A Very Quiet Guest.
A Very Quiet Guest.
Quiet Guest.
Oh,
I don't know...
Like, oh, I can't Facebook on. Message. I'm very sorry, mister. Oh.
I don't know what the ravens and the explosions are.
Maybe, two are very maybe quiet. Maybe one of the ravens is very quiet.
And the other one is quiet.
And the other one has invited him round for fire.
And they've blown him up.
They've blown him up with
book fire. Number four.
A Very Quiet Guest.
Book number four. Maybe this isn't a murder issue. Maybe this is a bit of social commentary, but it's called Some People Go Both Ways. You genuinely
tried to.
That was wonderful. You snorted into your
some
flute
people
of gin and
go
tonic.
Both ways.
And there's a picture of a woodland scene with a yellow dagger drawn in on it. It's absolutely fantastic.
Oh my
fantastic.
God, it's two rectangles attached together. Yeah.
Okay, book number five.
Some people go both ways. And I don't even
know. No.
I'm sorry.
So both ways, what, dead and alive?
Yeah, dead
or
and alive.
Like,
or
murder or
maybe,
non-murderer?
Maybe it's one of the very quiet
wolf
guests.
Wolf or not wolf.
Blistering in the silver.
Did anyone die? They're in the wheelie bin. Okay, book number five.
Okay.
Book number five. Book number five sounds like the title's finished halfway through. Because it's called Speak of the Wolf. And?
She did warn us.
Speak of the Wolf. And even some wolves. Speak of the Wolf. And then it's just a picture of a wolf. And that is it. I don't know what that is. But book number six.
Laurie,
which
this
I think
is dreadful.
This is
so dreadful.
Book number six, which I think is my favourite.
Is this the finale?
Can you imagine though? Can you imagine? I'm flicking through, like, you know, I'm feeling very, you know, festival blues. I'm coming, it's like Sunday night.
Yeah.
It's raining, my train's delayed.
Well, I met you at about 2 a.m. at the station. It was fucking awful.
And I'm reading, you know, some fairly heavy-handed, you know, article from Jonathan Wilson about the economic effect on Brazil of the World Cup.
Yeah.
And suddenly this faces me. I went fucking batshit insane. I started whooping in the middle of the train. Anyway, book number six, mine.
Okay, this is, come on guys, this is the closer. Everyone ready?
Okay, so the background art is a kind of willow tree, right?
Okay. That's quite nice.
It, yeah, but on it is some kind of clip art blood. Or, they actually, do you know what? On further reflection, I've only just realised, they're red high heel shoes dripping with blood.
In the tree.
But they're, again, they're drawn on like all the titles, by the way, are like clip art from like Word, right?
Oh, it's just times.
And this
Roman,
one is called. This one is called. No, I think it's Impact.
Impact.
Walking where the willows whisper, which is
alliteration.
To be fair, the best title of the
that is her or his strongest. Well, can I look at these in unison? Oh my god, available from Amazon in paperback and on Kindle. Oh, that must have been a tough fucking sell, mustn't it?
But you know what, though? It's
really terrible.
Further information,
please see website that I won't read out.
Yeah.
The Little Witchwell Mysteries.
I feel really terrible because now, obviously, anyone can look up what those stories are and they can see those. I mean, shocking.
Do you
mean? And it's terrible because you feel like you should be really nice about everyone's kind of creative.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Give efforts, you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
of course.
Because when you're,
did anyone die though? But that's what I want, though. Got no, we book.
But I want to. This is a serious point I'm making, Paddy, because I felt so smug reading that.
Is it too serious for my bottom? Yes. I've got that tune stuck in my head, by the way.
But I feel really bad because I've kind of quite mercilessly judged this person's writing, but it is empirically pretty ropey. Well, how are you meant to
we should buy some of his
that?
Or her books.
We really should. We really
should.
Should
we? Yeah, we should. We should. I'm going to... Oh, next Christmas.
Let's just
tell you,
get me
I'll
a
big,
you a big bunch of this guy's literature.
You'll give it away.
I don't know, man. I just feel bad, but
it's
also very funny.
Thank you for introducing us to the magnificent works of a person.
Taken out for
him or her,
pleasure.
Right or wrong, good or bad, it's all a song. Where the whispers willow... And did anyone die? Because the wolves aren't even as... watch out for the murder that probably... Ghosts!
Where did you get all those geese?
I'll tell you, I'm the goose wizard. I can summon geese. I ate a load of drugs and it made me magic. I'm the goose wizard, but the geese won't die. And I can't control my powers because the geese are taking over.
No more drugs for you, you wicked, drunk, bird junkie.
Geese.
Wham, baba booey, baba booey. It's time.
Welcome to my section of the podcast. It is my famous beast about buccaneering and being on the seven seas.
I can't understand half of what...
Ah, my name, would you like to know? Huh?
Do I want to?
Moi, no. Okay, Jean next. Voyage.
Your name is Jean Voyage.
It's like Bon Voyage, but my name is Jean.
Okay, I'm going to dissect this. So let me guess. You're a French sailor.
Yes.
And you were thought up very quickly.
No. I am the careful product of many weeks of comic writing.
You're based on a single pun.
I'm based on my cousin, he's Bonnie Bear. But he went to America, got in a log cabin. Okay. Would you like some cheese?
John, sorry.
Would you like to know my first tip about voyaging? tip numero un. Tip numero un.
Okay.
Make sure you always
tell us, Jean Voyage.
Make sure you always bring your own crab net. Tip numero deux. Oh. Tip number two, never go voyage on empty stomach. Always take
a spare
salami.
That's my character, Jean Voyage. He'll be coming soon to a theatre near you. Around pantomime season.
Oh, it's made my eyes.
He's great, wasn't he? Well, didn't we all enjoy him? That's what I've been working on, mate,
he's made the pressure.
The whole time. I literally, like, from the moment you said that you were going away to East Anglia... For your fucking to find yourself. I sat at home and I hammered out Jean Voyage and I was really happy with him. How do you think it went down?
I'm actually going to be 100% honest. I'm really impressed with Jean Voyage.
He's got legs.
I think he's... Sea legs.
Hey!
C-section.
All right, what have you got?
Okay, that was dark, wasn't it? Who have I got? Okay, all right. I've got... Okay, guess this guy.
Okay.
Oh, welcome. No, hang on. I can't remember his voice. His voice was... Hello! Oh, that was it. It was my standard
this is
voice.
You.
Hello!
Oh,
and welcome to my boudoir.
Okay. Who are you?
I am Gregory Fuckfuck.
Gregory Fuckfuck. Why? Why are you called Gregory Funk Funk?
Well, funny you should ask, Mrs. Beeson. What a joy! What a joy these past couple of weeks have been for Gregory Funk Funk.
What's he done?
God, have I got some stories. Why if I were to tell you them, God, they'd knock your cock off.
Is he just a really sexually aggressive...
fuck your cock.
God. Is he just a very sexually aggressive...
I was just out.
You.
Fuck
this is the side of you that you
I
wish...
I fucked you twice, and that's how I got the name.
Oh, I see.
Gregory Fuck.
What if you only fucked once?
I used to be Gregory Fuck. Funny you should have made that connection, Mr.
Does he get...
Mrs. Beeson.
Does he... Why Mrs. Beeson? I'm sorry, Emily, if you're listening.
You had a child, and it was a bee. Of course.
Mrs. Beeson.
Great. Good pun.
So, I've been out fucking. A couple of days ago, I fucked... all the day.
Oh, God.
That made me Gregory fuck.
I'm so depending on how horny he is.
I'm based on
a series
of curse words for a very cheap joke.
What if he's really unhorny?
And
what if he's like really uninterested?
Then he's just Gregory Lonely. Because we all know Gregory.
But
is,
as soon as he gets a bit of fuck in his sails, he's Gregory fuck again.
He's away. And he's, yeah, that's basically.
That's the character. That's Gregory fuck.
And I think he's that because I text myself Gregory fuck. And because normally when I text you with a problem, I say fuck, I'm so sorry. It auto-corrected it to Gregory fuck. And I was there. And he was there. And the lights hit and the script was ready. And 8 a.m, he was there crying and wanking.
Do you wonder why he didn't come to me with this sooner? Is it because maybe it was shitto?
It was a terrible idea.
I've got another one.
Okay.
Are you ready for mine?
Who is it?
Right, so you know on Radio 4... Right. You know, if you're ready, keep bear with me. You know on Radio 4...
Is it a bear?
No. You know on Radio... Shut up. You know on Radio 4, when, before their news, they have the boop, 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 and someone goes, and now on Radio 4, it's 6 o'clock time for the news. Right?
Okay. Dun, 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 dun,
yeah. No, that doesn't happen. It just goes, bong, 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 where there's a big bang for the news. What if that person had a name, right? Bear in mind, they're always telling the time... What if it was a woman and her name was Erica Clock?
Oh, no.
Erica Clock. Because she's always on time.
She's Erica.
Hi, my name is Erica Clock and welcome to the time. Boop, 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 boop.
Now,
that'd be all that happened.
I'm gonna be honest.
End of character.
You were pissed at the time.
Yes.
But we've already made that joke.
Yes.
Just
hammering
it home. Well, nothing.
Can I remind everyone?
It's a callback, if anything.
Recall gag.
Recall.
Right, what have you got?
Recall.
Who have you got then?
Wow.
Oh, this is a strong beginning. An auspicious start.
Wow.
Buddy.
He is a very famous amphibian.
Oh, you've done it already.
He's called Kremit the Frog. Kremit the Frog.
Oh, I see.
And I'm trying to get the Muppets back together.
The Muppets.
The Muppets.
Who are the Muppets?
We are original concept. It's a band of unlikely animals and friends.
But they are...
But Muppets.
But they're Muppets. Oh, my God.
And we're trying to get the band show on.
What?
He's Kremit the Frog.
He's getting the band back together.
He's Kremit the Frog, right?
Right.
He is... He's like a knockoff.
A horrid frag.
He's
a grenade.
Yeah, but he's not a Fraggle. He's not Fraggle Rock. Right.
Right?
He's Kermit the Frag. And there's
a frag grenade.
Because you know Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, I know. I've heard it.
So he's Kermit the Frog. And Kermit the Frag, right?
He comes into Kermit's life at an unlikely time. It sounds a bit like Miss Piggy. And he comes in
just,
and he starts...
The Frank Oz Omnivore.
He starts pretending to be Kermit the Frog.
Hang on. You can't just... Don't claim that this is the plot of the new Muppets film. This is honestly, honest to God, 100% the plot of The Muppets Gone Wild, whatever this one's called.
Isn't it?
It actually is.
Are you shitting me?
No, there's an imposter Kermit, and he's called, I don't remember his name, but he's like, his mouth is all wrinkled upwards. You know when Kermit wrinkles, he wrinkles his mouth up. He's like that, and he goes, hello, I am my name, I'm Alphonse.
Are you
and then he honestly, he comes and tricks Miss Piggy, and it's the Muppets like on the run in Europe, because this guy frames them, I don't know, identity fraud and all that shit.
Oh.
It's got Tina Fey and your man from Modern Family, and Ty Burrell, or everything. Tie Fighter.
Tywin Lannister.
Tywin Lannister. Yeah, that's honestly exactly the plot of the new Muppets film.
Well, that
is bullshit. Number one, how have you not seen that yet?
I haven't seen it yet.
In your Muppets pants, in your Muppet sock, in your Muppet...
I couldn't afford the Muppet socks. Muppet cock. They sell them in Marks and Spencer's, but it's 20 quid.
You've got a little felt cock, which you have to put your hand in to
don't
animate,
ruin
don't
the
you?
Muppets for me. I'm sorry. If that is... That if is. You're not shitting me, because you could be... Well, you know, okay, well, all right.
It's going like Muppets Gone Wild.
Here we go.
Muppets
I'm going to move into, and I'm going to play devil's advocate for a minute. So, when they, okay, so hang on. Every Muppets, I love that. Let's start with, I love the Muppets.
I mean, to be fair, that is the plot of every single Muppet
film. Every Muppets film is surely, there is an event
which forces the Muppets apart.
Which forces the Muppets. They all go on different walks of life, and then, for some reason, they need...
No, it's always to save the Muppet Theatre. The Muppet Theatre is going to be taken over by someone.
By a corporation.
Yeah,
and
or Pepe the
Prawn, Muppets
or
need
whoever.
To put on one last show.
So, right. And they have to get all the Muppets back together.
The band back
even though they don't want to do it, they've got to convince them through a lot of songs
and dance,
montages.
And puppets.
And celebrities.
And Muppets. Well, they're not puppets, of course. They're Muppets. But, I mean, yeah, Treasure Island and Muppets in Space. Those are the different
yeah.
things. But... that is effectively all of them. I imagine the meetings for a Muppet film must kind of reflect the plot, because when all of the writers sit down, I assume the Muppets, they all sit in a room, right? And
they're not real people.
You know, and there's all the fat cat producers and directors and casting guys and, you know, like
and
runners and coffee and all, oh, I've got to tap away on the old lap Kindle or whatever.
Well, it really shows how much you have to do with the world of showbiz.
I am showbiz, kid.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm a show wizard. The show bizzard.
What happened?
I'm wizard of bizzard. The whizzle my bizzle.
You, right, Paddy, right now you're operating at a 15.
Oh, God, I'm
I
sorry.
I need you to know.
Okay?
Okay. Okay, have this.
I've had
a jam sandwich.
Okay, so the Muppets. So they're all in the writer's room. And it must, like, the writing meeting must be the same. It must be, oh, God.
I think there even is one.
Well, yes, that's the thing. They must all sit down and go, oh, guys, I mean, we should really... I mean, well, what are we going to do for the next Muppets film? I mean, everyone's gone off to act in different things, and, you know, the money's
Chase
running out.
Chase the Seagulls
out.
Are
like,
longer available.
I think, you know, that's the thing. We're running out of money. I mean, how are we going to save the Muppets franchise? And then one of the Muppets goes, I've got an idea. Why don't we get the Muppets back together? So the Muppets reform to write the new Muppets film.
And then they spend so long trying to write it, and then they go... Hang on,
what
the,
we've
the
done
real
here.
Story
yeah.
is getting the Muppets back together.
And then they go, we'll just go with that. They never get round to
that. But then it's always
writing.
Getting the Muppets back together in London or in Russia.
Yeah, or in Paris.
In, on the
yeah.
moon.
And the Muppets on the moon. And every time it's gold, because nothing the Muppets do is bad. They are inherently a force for good.
Wait, so you're saying that the plot doesn't
so,
actually
no,
matter at
No, but just
at all.
Through the act of writing the new Muppets film... They
getting
are
the Muppets
the,
in the same place.
They are the new Muppets.
That
film.
Is meta as shit.
Yeah, but that's how they do it.
I don't believe it.
But then it reflects in the plot. It's amazing, if anything. I mean, it like no other franchise could work off that model. Oh, it's got a bit business now, but that's how it is.
You look so happy, and I'm quite upset by this news.
Oh, how much do you reckon it would cost to buy a Muppet?
To the real animals.
Well, yeah, I know. Like as a
to
friend,
clone one. Should we clone a Muppet?
Where we get the DNA.
Tune in next week.
Oh no, we're not kidding. See if we've cloned a Muppet. I don't want to clone
for
a Muppet.
My balls.
I want my... Stop it, your balls aren't Muppets.
Oh, I'm really happy with this hat I bought.
Where did you get that hat?
It's a really cool
and
hat.
And where did you get those shoes?
Well, actually, these are really...
I really love your gloves.
They're pretty good gloves, man. Yeah.
Where did you get those gloves?
Just at the shop.
Your pen is really ace.
Well,
I wish I had your teeth.
Hang on, my teeth?
Let me drive your car.
You definitely can't drive.
Can I keep these bees?
I didn't bring bees, those are just
I'm gonna
bees.
Live in your house.
No, you're not, because...
I'm gonna marry your wife.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to get to
and then I'm gonna buy those shoes and gloves. Gloves and your trousers and take your job and kill like half a dozen people and
hey,
then
no.
I'm gonna probably shit myself
oh.
and I'll pretend that I'm you and I'll crash your car
hey,
into
hey, look,
a dockyard
you,
and then
listen,
I
you can have the hat.
Thank you.
You can have it.
That's all I wanted. Now look. Big
hey.
News.
Big
news.
Big news
some,
on campus.
Big news on campus for little kid in New York.
Yeah, New York.
Big news for some people. Not, I'm gonna be honest, not so much for me, but
okay.
everyone was talking about it, right?
Okay.
J.K. Rowling.
He's a robot.
She's cyborg.
Yeah.
Terminator.
Yeah.
Oh, she come back in time.
She's got. You know what she's got? Tractor tires. Big tractor tires. No, tractor tires.
Steaming through the city of London.
No.
Just wasting people.
What's J.K. Rowling do?
J.K. Rowling. You must know that she released, like, a new bit of writing about Harry Potter.
Oh.
Where he's like 35 or something.
Yeah, he's got a mortgage.
And he's struggling, like he's shitting and vomiting and he's well past his best.
Him and his wife do a little bit.
He lost all the magic.
A bit of cocaine on a Friday night.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
He lost all the magic at 22.
Wizard cocaine, though.
Wizard drugs.
Do you know what wizard drugs are? Right?
What?
You get your wand and you pop it up your bum hole and you wiggle
it
around.
Does it have to be bums? Is it always bums
you tickle,
with you?
You tickle your prostate with your wand. And it's the most wonderful drug there is.
The most wonderful drug you ever did see.
Sadly,
wizard anal drug.
Not having magic wizard wands.
That kind of fun.
Of wizard
Harry
prostate
did have
drug.
Through the age of 17.
Have you read? Have you read this then?
So no, I actually haven't read it. But one of my friends is very into it, and she was telling me about how brilliant it is, and oh, they're all at like the Quidditch World Cup, and everyone's having a good time, and you know, it's all great, basically. But basically, I started thinking, like, you know, everyone has that old age question of like, oh, if you were a wizard, like, would you be Gryffindor? Would you be Ravenclaw? Would you be the other Huffles?
No, you'd be the Gryffindor. Like, that would be you the whole way through.
I'd be, I could be a hat. I do love hats. But I started thinking, instead of that whole
elf.
Which I'd make a great elf. Because I look like an elf, but I look like the much more Tolkien kind of elf.
Yeah, yeah.
And the typical kind of woodland, long blonde hair.
Yeah.
Bit shit.
Like, oh, but I've got the seeing waters of Erised.
I can look into the distance and go, yes, Guernsey is still there. And everyone goes, thank God, because we were about to get a play. The elves are here. Thank God the elves are still around.
Thank God the elves were here, else we would not know
and
Guernsey's
And I bring elfin
fate.
Magic. See, as we place this elfin wand up your
arm,
and you will gain the foresight of my forefathers, and a big
AKA
heart, similar
a big
to amphetamines.
Big old bum high.
Big old bum high that
anyway,
the elves
bring. Sorry.
And the dwarves have these big pipes full of entire
put loads of gunpowder up there.
So my question was, instead of the whole, what house would you be? Would you be Harry? Would you be Ginny?
Ginny.
Sorry, my gran is called Ginny. True story, mate. True story. We're all about honesty on this. But anyway, instead of that, now, I don't know if you remember the books, but little Harold. Harold Pootbar. Harold the Potter.
No, his name is Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. His tiny little pottery barn out back of the Hogwarts.
Harry Potter.
He does, whenever he's in a tight spot, right, wizard drugs, whatever, he pulls out his little wand.
Big old bumfetamine come down.
This has been so bum. A bum down.
Would you come over with my bum down tonight?
Oh, sorry, can't come to potions today, Professor Snape.
Got a big bum down.
A big bum down from all of that magic weed you came.
I shoved up my arsehole. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
We've really deteriorated, haven't we?
So, I'm sorry.
Since season one. It's the difficult second album of podcasting, isn't it?
Whatever, Harry. And the Death Eaters come, and the bad wizards come. Stop it. Leave me alone.
The bad wizards come.
Every day, they come back, and they just want him dead. And they've got, like, three spells that happen to be, like, the best spells. But whenever they come at him, right, the Dementors, right, they're floating around the train or whatever.
Yeah.
He pulls out his wand.
Yeah.
And he shouts,
hey! I'm sticking this right up my arse!
So far up my arse.
Watch, Hermione, as I tickle my colon.
Woo! You guys don't have any idea. I know. Okay. Would Harry Potter do this? And Dobby's there giving him a...
Oh, dear. Oh, what were you actually
calm
thinking
down.
About?
I'm dear? So sorry.
Come
I'm
on, darling.
I'm
come on.
I'm crying.
Be strong for mother.
So,
come on.
You're not my mum. Did you? So Harry doesn't have a mum. Let's not forget. That's key to what I'm saying.
Okay, sorry, yeah.
Harry can call upon the spirits of his dead parents, I think.
Okay, I think you're getting this wrong if you're going to talk about. He can cast a spell to send Dementors away.
Yes, expectum. Expecto.
Patronum.
Patronum?
Yes. It's not very...
And he can summon this big white deer stag, right?
Good. Big white deer.
It just floats. Sorry.
Okay, we need to stop that.
Okay, so
we're going to get letters, man.
He summons this big deer. The deer scares away evil. Or, like, protects him or some shit, right?
If you're trying to say it's a Patronus, it's a spell.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm getting.
And it's a concentration of all the good feelings inside
you. It's like his patron. Saint.
No, it's just a Patronus.
Wizards,
man.
Right? Yeah, wizards. He's a wizard. And his is Big Stag, right? Like his father was.
Yes.
Dad was
his
a deer.
His dad is James Potter, and his Signar was a deer. Because he was in a pot of friends, and they all had different animals.
Exactly. So Ron has got like a, I don't know, like a goose or something.
Ron's got a...
Hermione's got like a dwarf.
Hers is an otter.
Hers is an otter.
Yeah, I can't remember what Ron's is.
Sorry, I'm snuffling because I can't stop. The whole bum. Hers is an otter. You're right. Otter, yeah. And they've all got different ones, right? And as you say, it represents yourself and your whatever. So if you had a Patronus,
and right, I finished fiddling with my bum, I had to get rid of a Dementor.
Say I'm bad wizard, right?
I've
come into your house.
Oh, I'm going to get you.
I've turned the lights on and off a couple of times.
Nobophimus!
And you have to cast this thing. So you're in bed, you shout, Spectre Patronus.
My first spell.
No, we're in a forest.
My first spell would be, lingering awkwardness. And I'd cast that on you, and then it'd be really bad, and then you'd have to leave.
I would.
If I had to Patronus you, what are you saying, what would come out at the end of my rod?
Yeah, let's say we're in a forest. I'm stalking you through the forest. I'm chasing you through the forest.
Why?
You're trying to get to Haggles.
Haggles.
Right. Haggles in his hut. Right. Haggles Hagrid.
Right.
Haggles, that's his first name.
Haggles Hagrid.
Haggles Hagrid in his magic dragon house.
Yeah.
And you're running to him. You have to turn around. You cast a spell. What comes out of your wand?
Oh. I haven't thought about this before.
Yeah, I'm putting you on the spot.
Right. Okay. What comes out of my wand is a kind of wheezing, overweight, but lovely black Labrador.
Oh, you go for dog. Oh, and he's.
I love you.
Oh,
that would be what came out the end of my wand.
That's quite sweet.
Actually. Yeah, but he's a bit diseased, and he's on the way out.
I think of you as
he just kind of like come up to you, and be like, I've got to stop you. You've got to
go away. Go on.
Yeah, and you'd have really bad breath, and you'd be dribbling quite a lot.
Oh, yeah, and you'd have to wipe his eyes with a cloth because he's got gunk in him.
But you'd still love him.
I've always thought you'd have like a bear or a walrus.
I'm not that cool, man. Like,
no, but like that's your
bear's pretty cool.
Your nicknames have always been associated with bears and walruses.
Yeah, bear.
And we've said in the Game of Thrones one, you're from Bear Island.
Yeah, no, I'm a Mormon.
I've always thought you're
a bit too savage, and like, you know, I think a shit black Labrador is more me.
Sort of tame.
Yeah.
But like he was tame, but now he's losing it, so he's, you know, he's...
One of his eyes has kind of lost its setting in his head, so it kind of rolls around the bit.
I don't know if I've told you this story. My gran, ironically, we were just talking about that. Not irony, but anyway. Guinea, she used to have this dog, right? He was called Samuel Peeps.
Was he a pug?
He was a pug!
Oh, right, Samuel Peeps a pug! Peep.
And basically, he had been...
Did he bury Camembert? Parmesan, is that why he got the name?
He got the name because she always wanted to call a dog Samuel Peeps.
It's a great name for a dog.
And basically, she got him. He'd been through like six homes. He was one of those dogs that no one loved because he had a crushed little face and couldn't really breathe. And so he'd sort of come up to you really close and go. And he'd try and lick you, but he'd sort of miss and be sick on you or something. And like, he was missing an eye.
Oh,
right?
Oh, no.
Well, he had like a really bad eye, and basically, they had to sew his eyes shut.
Oh no!
Right. And
this is not a nice story.
And to keep the pressure on a certain bit of his eye, they had to sew a button on.
No, get out.
100% true.
Samuel Peeps
had this little
button
wedged into his eye. He had his eyelids shut, and he had this button. And so he'd come up to you with this wonky face. Come on,
like a kind of NPC in a really horrible video game. Would you like to browse my wares?
And he couldn't kind of poo, and he didn't. Like, he couldn't really bark or yap or anything.
Oh no!
And he come, and basically that was one of his problems. The other problem was after about a year, his back legs went. Like, you know, as dogs are wont to do.
Yeah,
and basically,
dogs,
so
dogs do.
His front legs, I don't know if I've told you this before, I hope not, but it's a good
you
story.
You might say, so, his back legs are a bit of a dog's dinner.
Oh, they were, it was, but he was still the dog's bollocks.
Still a pedigree chum.
He was still bollocks. And he had his little front legs that would move normally.
They have wheels.
But his back legs moved in circles.
Oh,
so he kind of, he'd waddle along, and he'd tried to go quick, but he was very small, and it like was kind of, he couldn't climb anything. So he'd come into your room 6 a.m. in the morning, and he'd try and get on the bed, and you'd see this little face go. And like, and it'd be awful, and you'd help him up, and then he'd probably, you know, wee on you. And like, and he was great. But the funny thing about his little legs is when he went up to a tree to cock his leg, he'd lift his leg, and he'd start weeing, and the pressure from the wee
would send him over. No! And tumble
he'd,
piss!
And he'd tumble piss, and he'd cartwheel around, covered in piss. Oh, he doesn't care.
I'd love to tumble piss.
And he's long dead now, and like, it's a real shame. I think he danced his last dance.
Rest in peace.
I always hoped he'd wee himself into a well, like he'd roll into a well. And he'd live there, in happiness, down the bottom of the well, just covered in urine.
And doing a little sculling with his back legs.
So that's what I'm now imagining your
Patronus to be. That's my Patronus.
Little wee dog.
Little piss cartwheeler. Yeah. Great.
Oh, man.
I'm glad that's all right. What would yours be?
Now, I imagine, right, and this is why I brought the forest scene, because I had a bit of a think about this when I thought about it, and I imagine, so you're chasing me through a forest. You're a bad wizard.
Yeah.
Now. You're chasing me through the forest.
I've got a goatee to indicate I'm bad wizard.
I have one last fucking chance to send you off on your demented highway, or wherever they live.
Demented highway.
I fall, Azkaban. I spin, and I'm like, expecto fucking Patronus, bitch. And
I don't think that works.
You have to be just Latin, hasn't it? Yeah. And I'm like, expecto Patronus, and like, I'm just like, yeah, I can do that. And I like launch my wand, which is made out of like phoenix balls or some shit, and I'm like, like that. And out of the end, right, comes thousands of lemmings.
Ah! Oh, no, hang on. Would it be one lemming, but then loads of subsequent lemmings?
That's it. And I can't stop them, right? The idea is, and wherever you're pointing your wand, you know, with it, like a stag or
like
even a
machine
Labrador,
gun.
They'll come out and they'll stand their ground and they'll protect, they'll go up to the wizard, they'll scare him away. These lemmings, right? Just like in the game, one lemming comes out and he can only walk in the direction.
Oh, it's in the game lemmings.
Yeah,
the little creatures.
No,
yeah,
I'm talking lemmings.
Animals. They're actual animals.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I'm not a fucking idiot.
Well, I mean, it sounded like you believe that they actually
game
look
lemmings,
like little
right?
guys with blue hair and big noses.
Yeah, exactly. These are the guys that come out and they can only walk in one direction and they go. And suddenly, like, and every 3 or 4 seconds, another lemming comes out and they walk in a line straight past you. Like, they are not putting any effort in. And for me to get the lemmings back to you, I have to summon more lemmings, right?
Oh,
and
I have to summon them back.
I've got to get the one that like separates traffic and like bricklayer lemmings and drillers. And you're in the wizard. And you're in the forest and you're so confused because within about 15 seconds, there are thousands of the fuckers building cranes and falling off shit.
Oh my word.
And whenever they hit a tree, they have to change direction. And I think that's sort of like my personality.
It is.
Thousands of ideas.
Fucking hectic.
That just, you know, and one of them will probably eventually get the job done, but you really
have to struggle.
Yeah, and there'll be bricklayers. You know, that's what I'm saying. I think
that's really lovely. No, I like that.
But I think you
might be like a bit more wily than that, though, because you're more clever than you give yourself credit for.
A raven.
No, you'd be like a
hammer.
Would you stop?
Okay.
Would you stop? You'd be now you're going to be a truffle pig. No, you wouldn't be a truffle pig. No, you'd be like a raccoon.
A raccoon. What? Coming through the wizard's door box and taking all the cat food back to my house. And then I come back for the doormat. You never heard my raccoon impression. That's amazing. That's my raccoon. And I'm off. And I'm running.
I need to leave these shoes. I'll go back.
And I've taken something that I think is very precious to you, but it's not.
It's actually like the plug. No, but it's really
taking like one of your eggs that you weren't using.
That is you.
I could be a raccoon. Yeah, no, I think, and maybe something a bit like that. Like, I think thinking about people's, because you said if it's a representation, then maybe like other like that's quite a nice way to look at someone and say, I wonder what theirs would be. Like James, for instance, like who you've heard on the podcast.
Film reviewer.
Like he's, you know, he'd be sorry, fucking stalwart. Like,
oh no, he'd be like a bald eagle.
You think?
Yeah, kind of a little bit like.
A little scatterbrained, but he's reliable.
Yeah, and he's sharp. He's got, and the cogs are turning very quickly.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not a thing.
He's sharp, and the cogs are all there. That's the thing, and like Zach.
Zach could be an eagle as well.
No, I think Zach would be a badger.
All our friends eagles.
I think Zach would be a badger reading a book.
Oh.
Sat in a chair, badgers, you know, and he's got his glasses
And he just gets up and he looks at the bad wizard disappointingly, just goes.
Yeah, and he gives you some sterling advice.
Oh no,
that's the thing. Like, yeah. and it's quite beautiful.
And that's enough.
And like Chris would be something just loony. He just like he's like Roadrunner or something like.
No, Chris, really?
Yeah, he'd be something quite tired and like looking around. Like,
Chris, Chris, who's doing a PhD next year. Would be something kind of shit and right.
No,
and
not. I never said the word shit. He'd be like, because you know he's so happy go lucky, and he's so smiley and he's so nice. He has to be something really pleasant. And
Chris
like,
would be an owl. He would definitely be an owl, because he's very young. Owl.
And
yes, owl, a very young
an
evil
owl. That's trying to get to school, but has dropped his books. And he's dropped his glasses, and he's looking for them in the ground.
But he's still very clever, and he gets out of scrapes just by, oh, gosh, yes, here we go.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
That would be Chris's one. A Scops owl. You know, the little ones with the massive eyes. No, one of those. Our Scops owls are very cute. Oh, they're very cute.
Can you buy me an owl?
No.
I'll go on. I'll go bum me a big owl.
Buy me owl.
Go on, buy me out, and I'll put it on the bum with wizard tracks.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, I tried. I tried so hard.
Anal wizard drugs are just really fun.
I think that's a good point. That's
a good point to bung a load of shit in her ass.
I've just bought a brand new pangolin. He's really good at doing impressions. Listen to him do an impression of a pangolin. That's probably what they sound like. Pangolins. I've written something just for you.
Oh, good.
You as in
Laurie. I hope it's another sex poem. Actually, I did so like the last
it's
one.
For the listeners as well.
What now, is it?
Some people like listening to this podcast in the morning. Some in the afternoon.
Oh, others.
Dad listens to it at lunch. What does Mum do? Mum listens to it never, because Mum doesn't love me.
Wow! No. Is that it? Is that what you wrote for me? Because that's boring.
No, I've written you. For the night owls.
I'm about to people go to bed.
About to go to bed. I've written you a little bedtime story.
Okay, I'll put my nightcap on.
I was thinking about
a glass
bedtime.
Of milk.
Yeah, that's what you need. A little glass of warm milk.
Milk.
I was thinking, like, I was talking to someone about bedtime stories the other day, and I thought I'd have a crack at one.
Oh, God.
And it's written just for you.
Oh, God.
Or a 3-year-old. So do you want to hear it?
No.
Are you ready?
I want to go to bed.
Okay. This story is called, Ooh, the Five Bears. Now, I know what you're thinking.
Why are five? It's going to take five times as long.
No, it'll only take 66.6% longer than the three bears.
Oh, that takes a long time.
No, but actually, there's no Goldilocks. Okay. So it'll take.
Do you want to tell? Assuming the, Goldilocks, do you want to just tell the story?
Assuming Goldilocks was a bear as well.
Do you know
well?
What the best time-saving measure would be?
What?
You just told me the fucking story.
Okay, our story begins in Seattle. Begins in Seattle. Where would it end? Seattle, turn of the century, but which one? You have to guess.
Oh my God, tell the story, I'm going to rip your fucking eyeballs.
Two out of the five bears were living in Seattle. One of them was called Bill Bear, and one of them was called Ben Bear.
Oh God.
And
is there any torturous?
They were flowerpot bears. And Bill Bear and Ben Bear, flowerpot bears, were sat in their 20s style apartment.
Oh, why is so many details?
It was so filled with speakeasies. And, oh, milk crates from all of the milk that the bears used to drink. There was an empty Game of Life box.
What?
That used to contain the Game of
Life.
Oh
my God, tell the story.
The
what
bears lost
these bears?
It in an unfortunate incident one day.
With three other
but
bears?
That's a different story. Oh. So, the two bears were sat in bed. In bear bed.
Bear
bed. Bill Bear and Ben Bear.
In their flower pots.
In their flower pots.
There are lots of inconsistencies
flower
already.
Pot bear bears.
Carry on.
Right, in their flower pots. And they were surrounded by soil, as was the fashion of the time. Oh. And Bill Bear said to Ben... Bill Bear said to Ben Bear, oh, I wonder where the other three bears are. Smash cut. Morocco, mid-50s.
Oh, fucking hell, mid-50s. What, 30 years later?
No, different century. Okay. Actually, 270 years earlier. A lone bear is sat...
You just said three bears.
This is one of the three.
Yeah.
A lone koala bear is sat in downtown Mississippi.
Five bears on bears.
He sat in a little rocking chair. He checks his watch.
Not real bears.
Hang on, sound effect. He opens his watch. Looks like it's almost 2 o'clock. I don't get off work till 5. So the bear waits.
No, this is like a fucking Ernest Hemingway story.
The bear waits.
None of the interest.
3 hours, at which point he gets a telegram.
In right, okay. Now, no matter where you set the story, unless it's set mildly in the future, telegrams probably weren't invented at this point.
It is set in the future. Thousands of years in the future. Keep in mind, this is a talking bear, Laurie.
Yeah, of course. No, sorry, I should just spend all my time.
A Mississippi bear.
When you bring in a nice and...
So this koala gets a telegram.
Common feature
on his
telegrams.
Vintage telegram machine. Yeah. What were they called? Telegrogs.
Telegrogs, yeah, sure.
Morse
telegrogs.
Code. And who is it at the other end?
Enigma machine.
It's Inspector Morse and Lewis.
Oh, Paddy, what, so many rogue elements in his story.
They'll all tie in at the end, don't worry.
No, you're going to tell me now how does this fucking end?
Okay, basically, what was that bear's name?
I don't fucking remember.
Clarence. Clarence gets a call from Morse and Lewis.
Yeah.
Morse and Lewis have found the corpse of a bear.
Right.
Right. But the bear's been shot in the head.
Right.
Okay. But there's no evidence of who did it.
Right.
But they believe that it's linked to the Stalinist purges.
Right.
So they basically travel back to,
Hang on. Back to...
Yeah, no, because this is future. The future. Yeah. This is the future. They're going back to Stalinist Russia, to Stalingrad.
Right.
And they have to try and uncover this plot, right?
Right.
That they believe is set out by this sort of cabal, like a rogue cabal of mice.
Yeah.
Who have access to this thing called the Power Centre. And the Power Centre, that's where you link back to Bill Bear and Ben Bear, are actually, like... posthumously, right, because they die, they create this thing called the Power Center,
right.
Which forms this grid that covers Middle America.
Do you know how this ends now?
Yeah, you haven't heard about the fifth bear yet.
Oh.
Okay, so one of the bears was murdered. So, like, the final bear, Morag Nietzsche, right?
Wife.
She's wife.
Of Mr. Of Nietzsche. You don't even know his first name, do you?
Is it Friedrich?
I don't know. Friedrich Nietzsche, that's a bit neat.
And because we've already got the time travel... We've already got the time travel element, he's met up with Chopin.
Oh.
And Chopin has written a symphony.
They were...
Hidden... No, this is where it gets Dan Brown.
In the Ark of the Covenant.
Hidden in the symphony, in the notations, is the story of the five bears and how they uncover the cabal.
It's just a completely cyclical story.
It's completely cyclical, and that's the point. Because it's actually meant it's actually meant to... You're going to go to sleep with this deep... It's got quite a deep ethical... Because the purges thing as well.
Yeah.
I mean, the purges
were... How is it meant to help me sleep better? And also, if it's a cyclical story...
Yeah.
Surely you being you, will just go on fucking telling it for all of eternity.
Yes, but it would start to repeat.
Bed, as I'm not getting to bed right now, which is what I should be doing. It's the worst story I've ever heard. Fuck you. Fuck your bears. I'm going to bed.
And hasn't that tired you out?
I'm going in the biggest, comfiest bed, and I'm eating all the porridge.
All the porridge, just like the bears!
Are we being haunted?
Most haunted.
Featuring something in the cupboard.
Zach's putting something in the cupboard.
Ooh, watch out, Zach, it could be a ghost. A sexy little ghost. Sexy little Willy on a sexy little ghost.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.